Let's talk about the liberty of the Lord, okay? So many times in life I felt like, I felt so hopeless because I was facing life with something I couldn't handle. Something that was bigger than me. Welcome. Something that was bigger than me. Amen? It took more power than I had. Took more authority than I had. Took more wisdom than I had. Amen? But Jesus looked at my heart and he saw that I was looking for answers. He said, I died to give you answers. I said, you did? Didn't you read your Bible when you were a boy? No, sir, I didn't. I had to repent. But he forgave me. He said, well, I can teach you more in a week if you obey me than you had all learned all your life before. I said, I'll take that deal. So him and I have been studying together for many, many years. Let's go forward. So we're going to deal with the sad part of life first, but then we'll get into the rejoicing, okay? So in Romans 5:12, therefore, just as through one man, sin entered into the world. Okay? So the Bible is teaching us that Adam and Eve sinned, and that's how sin came into the world. That's how death came into the world. Because so many times, it helped me so much when God showed me this revelation. He said, I created man, and I gave him dominion in his earth. And I said, take care of the fish, take care of the birds in the air, and take care of the things that crawl, or the things that are on the earth. So he gave man the ability to oversee all the things on the earth. Wow. But that wasn't all. He gave man the power to name all of them. Think about it. Just pick one insect. Name all the insects. I'd be done about 10, right? Adam, he wasn't called Adam at first. He's called man. God called him man, and God called him woman. And it said, man, you name all them. And so that's Adam's first job, was to name all the animals, all the fish, and all the birds. Give them a name. Now, that shows you the capability that God gave to man. Yes. Look where we fell since sin. Right? But thank you, Jesus. Has lifted us back up and set us at the right hand of God in Christ. Amen? Watch this. Therefore, just as one man in sin entered into the world. Now, when sin came, it brought what? Death. Amen? So, when God said, Adam, don't eat of the tree of knowledge. When you do, you will die. In the Hebrew, the word die is twice there. If you took that scripture in Hebrew, you see, in the King James, it says you surely die. Well, actually, that word is there twice, the Hebrew word. And it says die, die. And so what happened is man died physically and he died in spiritually, in relationship with God. See, when man was created, him and God fellowshiped. They walked together. They talked together. They talked about the future, and they talked about how he is supposed to manage the earth and take care of all that. Amen? Then he fell by sinning. He died. And he lost his relationship with God, and he died physically. Amen? So that's why death is here. But not only death of this physical body, but death means separated from God forever. Amen? Now, watch this. Sin entered into the world, and death through sin. Thus, death spread to how many people? Why? Because all sin. No matter how good we think we are, we have sinned. Therefore, we will be condemned. Right? Because the wages of sin are what? Death. So that means we'll be separated from God for eternity. God loved man. He said, I do not accept that. I will send my only son. And so he took little Mary. By the Holy Spirit, Jesus was conceived in that woman's womb, and she gave birth to God's only begotten Son on the earth. Amen. He walked this earth sinless, didn't sin. Even though Satan attacked him every which way he could attack him, come against him every way he could come against him, but he didn't sin. Amen. Amen. Then he said, it's time for me to lay my life down as the Lamb of God. And when he laid his authority down, and he allowed them to hang him on the cross and condemn him. Why? Because it says, curse who hangs upon the tree. So Jesus allowed sinless men, allowed himself to be put up on that tree, the cross, and be made sin and take the curse for us. Amen. Then he went to the belly of the earth and bore our judgment of sin. And so he was separated from God for the first time since the beginning of time. He was separated from God because he was made sin and death and curse. Three of them. Amen. That's where he was made. But then the Father said, it's finished. Come up here, son. He raised him up from the dead and set him at his right hand. And he's sitting there today. Amen? Amen. So he became our answer to our liberty. Now, the problem that most people, they think they're in control of life. If you do not exercise your authority through the Lamb of God, this life here rules you. Now think about that. If you sin, the sin is your master. See, that's what I'll bring out to you. A person that has not chosen Jesus Christ, sin is their master. Sin is their Lord. They don't like to think about that because we're Americans and we want to think how independent we are. You're not independent of sin unless you are born again of heaven. Amen. Then you are a child of God and sin no longer rules you. Now that we finished. No, not quite yet. Not quite yet. Now look at verse 13. For until the law was in the world, sin was not imputed. So what that means is when Adam sinned, from Adam to God gave the law to Moses, God could not judge him for sin because there was no law. Even though there were sin, they could not enter heaven. They could not have a relationship with God, a fellowship with God. There was no law. But once he gave the law to Moses, then man could be guilty. And then the wages of sin is what? Amen? So we have all sinned. Therefore, our wages are what? So we had a debt to pay. I like that song. We had a debt to pay. We couldn't pay, right? We could not pay the debt of sin. Amen? So here we are, lost. Well, I was raised, it said, lost as a goose in a snowstorm. Amen? So anyway, we're lost. We think we're in control. We think we're hot shot. We think we're great, but sin is our master. Back before we were saved, you focus a little bit, we'd be angry. We always try to get the best of everything for ourselves. And then once we get born again, we love God, shed abroad in our heart, then we begin to act like God and we give to people, even though it may we may have to do with that a little bit. Amen? Let's go further. So what we have here, nevertheless, what reign?
Death.
See? Death reign, because we were sinners. So we were the, what, slave of sin. That's bad news. Because sin is what? The Lord of sin is who? Satan. The Lord is Satan. What is his M.O.? I have to slow down. I want to get through all this today. Slow down. Jesus said the devil kills, steals, and what? Destroys. So therefore, sin will what? It kill you. Amen? It kill you. So, dying and being destroyed is not on top of my list. No, I want to walk in the what God's planned for me. When I was a young man, I wouldn't know why I was here on earth. I found out now. I know why I'm here. Because it's God's plan. Amen? And he wrote it all down in a book in heaven. And the Holy Spirit is in me to look at that book and teach me how I'm supposed to live day to day. Amen? So, even though those who had not sinned according to the likeness of the transgression of Adam, see what I'm saying? That sin will not, Adam disobeyed and sinned, and because of the dominion of the earth, he brought sin and death in the earth. Adam did. Not God, it was not God's plan. Adam brought sin and death into the earth, and it's still here today. So we know that is true. Amen? Because we still see it going on today. Now, there's a point in time where God say, it's finished, get them out of there. Bring my family home, and let's wipe this place out. And start over. Amen? That's my father. Who is a type of him to come. Now, see, if you look at the authority and dominion that Adam has, he said, there is one coming. And he be ruler of all. His name is Jesus. And today, he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, ruling and reigning. Isn't it beautiful to see God's words come to pass? He prophesied thousands and thousands of years ahead. This is going to happen. Amen? Let's go forward, please, ma'am. Okay, Romans 3, look at this. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh is justified in his sight. Now, today we say, you cannot be saved by your works. That's what we said. So that's saying the same thing. Therefore, by the works of the law, love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy mind. Love your neighbor as yourself, right? By those keeping those commandments, you cannot be justified in the sight of God. Right? So, no matter how good I think I am, that does not justify me before God. Or I might say it this way, I'm not good before God. My works does not make me good enough for God. Okay? Now, that sounds hopeless, but don't forget, we got Jesus now. He's the anchor of our soul. Right? No flesh will be justified in the sight of God. For by the law, knowledge of what? Sin. So the law was given to Moses so people would know this is sin. Because when you put things before God, That's sin. When you hate your neighbor or try to do evil to your neighbor, that's sin. And no matter what sin you're talking about, it'd be involving those two. Those two things are a major problem of sin. Because while the devil is the father of sin, he caused it because he said, I will exalt myself above God. I will make myself God. See? And that's the nature that has come in because of Adam's sin. That's the nature of man. They're going to take care of self. They're going to put self first. And when they really get more like the devil, they'll kill you if you get in their way. Get in my way, I'll take you out. Amen? That's not the way God operates, right? So we know that's the nature of what is. For by the law is the knowledge of sin, but the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Now, what that statement is saying, in the Old Testament, it's a law and the prophets talked about the one coming that would deliver a sinner from their sin and from death or separation from God. You may have to finish, honey. Just a wave of the anointing come on you. You may have to finish it. See, I share my messages with her, and we talk about it for her. So I've had God come on me so strong, I just follow and stay down there 2 or 3 hours. So I always share the message with her so she can get up and finish. You say, I don't know about that. Well, when you get there, you'll like it, believe me. Well, being in the full presence of God, there's nothing like it. But now the righteousness of God, apart from law, so that says to me, the law can't provide me eternal life and forgiveness of sin and give me a relationship back to God. It can't give me. So that's saying, by works, I cannot be saved. By works, I cannot reach my destiny to God. God's will for me, amen. By works, I cannot have a relationship with God. So if I can't have it by works, and I know God wants to have a relationship with me, there's got to be a way to do it, amen. And his name is Jesus Christ, right? Let's go forward. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to only those nice people. Only those good people.
No.
How many?
All.
All you and all.
Yes.
So God separated from the law of works. Amen? See, in the first covenant, and that's the Old Testament. Old Testament is talking about the first covenant. It was God had a relationship with the Hebrews. He said, you do this and I'll do this. He said, if you love me first, I will bless you, and I will do this, and we will have fellowship with you. If you don't, you'll be cursed, you'll be sick, you'll die. You'll be separated from me. It was, you do, then I do. But the new covenant, God says, I have forgiven all sin, it's me doing and you receiving. The problem is, the second covenant, most people, well, I'm going to wait and see what God do. You wait till you go to the grave. You have to take action and receive what God has freely given through his Son.
Amen.
That's the action. You have to receive it. Why? You have dominion, that's why. And God gave it to you, and he will not cross that unless you try to hurt somebody that believes in God for protection.
Amen.
He'll stop you. Amen. Watch this. For all have sinned and fall short of what? So what God did in Jesus Christ was raise you back up and put you in his glory.
Amen.
You ought to be shouting right now. Well, I'll shout for you. Yes, Pastor, that's good.
Amen.
This is good. God took you from sin and death and raised you back up and set you in His family and called you child and said, now, you and me, we're family. The Creator, life itself, it said, we're family. I'm your father, you're my child. Wow. And we was a sinner. We were separated from God. And He gave us that gift because we were so good. No, because His love was so good. Amen. So all people felt short of God's plan for us. And a sinner does not walk in God's anointing, in God's Spirit, in God's leadership. But see, we've been raised up and we've been set at the right hand of God through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Right? Amen. We've been made right to God by His blood of His Son.
Amen.
Amen? Isn't that good? So we no longer fall short. We now have been lifted up and we sit with Jesus.
Amen.
Or the Bible says, in Christ.
Yes.
Right? Let's go forward. It says, are you ready? This is a good revelation. Watch it. I acknowledge my transgressions. See, when you came to a place, then you knew you were a sinner. And you knew you needed help. When you came to that place, you said, I'm lost as a goose in a snowstorm. I'm just floundering in life. I'm going nowhere in life. I'm just getting by. And my sins is always what? See that? Your sins were always before you. Then God presented the gospel to you. And you heard the good news that through His Son's death, burial, and resurrection, you could leave all that trash behind.
Hallelujah.
And become His child and live in His kingdom and live eternity with the Creator.
Yes, Lord.
And He would call you child and you could call Him Father.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Amen.
That
makes you want to do that. Yes. Yeah. Look at it. My sins always before me, against you and only have I sinned. See, he's talking to God. I have sinned, Father, before you. And then he presented Jesus to you. And he said, you did this for me? He said, yes. Because I love you. And I want you in my family. But the only way to my family is through Jesus. Well, I bow my knee before Jesus and I confess Jesus is my Lord. And by His blood, I'm cleansed from the old ways. And I confess Jesus as my Lord, my Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer, and now He's my Lord and King. And I'm born from above. I'm no longer a sinner, now I'm a son. And I'm right with God. Why am I right with God? Because that's God's plan. For me to move from sin to being His family. So I'm no longer a sinner, even though I may commit a sin, I'm no longer a sinner. I'm a child of God. That's why I need to repent, right?
Amen.
All right, let's go forward. Oh, wow, I'm doing beautiful. I still have 15 minutes. I can get caught up. Well, are you ready? Behold, what's it, what? Behold, I was brought forth in what? And in the sin in my mother conceived me. Behold, your desire and truth are in my inward parts, and in my hidden parts you will make me know wisdom. No. These two verses, one is talking about when I was born, my mom and dad, my mom conceived me, and when I was born of the nature of Adam. I would sin, and then I would fail, and I would be condemned to death and separate from God forever. And then this one here, this verse 6, I desire not to be a sinner. I desire to know God. I desire to know who I am and why I'm on the earth. I desire to be walking wisdom. I desire to be successful. I desire so many things that I could not do. I could not have. So I knew I fell short of something. I didn't know what it was. I fell short of being. And I was frustrated, and I was disappointed. I was discouraged. I looked for ways of bringing happiness to my life. I looked ways to bring success to my life. And then no matter what came, later on it fell, and I was happy. I got a brand new home. Went through the plans, and we built it, step by step. We went through the whole building plan. I built a new home, and I moved in that new home. Oh, I was so happy. But 6 months later, it was just a payment. You know what I mean? I want a new car, and I want a nice car, a two-seater, and I got the two-seater, and I had a run, and I had 160 on the speedometer. And boy, it was a go. And I got that car, and 6 months later, it's just a payment. See what I'm saying? It never satisfied me. Because inside of me was sin and death. And I couldn't be satisfied because I was not created to live in sin and death. I was created to live in the nature and likeness of God Almighty. And I knew it. I sensed it. I couldn't explain it. But then somebody told me, I was raised in church, and I got to 23 years old, and I wasn't saved. Even though little before through all Sunday class, went to all this, and I wasn't saved. Then, thank God, he brought a man to our church, a whole revival. And he preached, and I knew he had something that I wanted. And I could have been told he left, and I drove down the next Sunday to his church, and after church he said, "Won't y'all come to my house and we'll have coffee?" So we went to his house and sit down and talk. I was sitting there listening to him and his wife. That's just full of the love of God, just pouring out. Oh, that's so wonderful, Brother Terry Tackle, and just full of the love of God. Oh, I just love them so much. And all of a sudden, this is what came out of my mouth. "You have something for me, and I want now." Y'all got to realize, I'm fashionable. I would never do that. But God put that in my mouth. He looked at me kind of funny and stepped back. He said, "Excuse me." He left the room for a while. He came back a little and set a set of tapes in front of me. Yeah, I come in a time when they had cassette tapes, you know. He said, "God told me to give this to you." And that's where I began to find out who I was in the Father and how to walk like him. And see, today I'm preaching, I would never have done it back then. But God took the never out. Right? See, this was it. Hidden in me. God, not hidden from God, it was hidden from me that I was called to be a minister of the gospel. I didn't know that, and I sure didn't plan it. I went to college, became a computer person, and got my associate degree in electronic data processing, and I did it, and I was good. I enjoy it. I enjoy computers now, because it's a natural thing to me. And so, I did not have plans to be ministering in the gospel. Why? God hid inside of me. And every one of you have God's plan hidden inside of you. And Satan gets you busy in life so you won't take time to just talk one-to-one with God. He gets you busy. Worrying about this. Worrying about that. Am I going to have this? When yet the Bible says, all things are possible for he that believes. Two problems. People are not patient. One, and the other is they don't believe. And why? Because it says in the book of John that believing is a work of God. And people think that I can believe. Well, what happens when you make yourself believe? When the devil challenges you with problems, you'll fail. But when God works the belief in your heart, you take it and ram it down the devil's throat and put him on the ground and tell him, my father said that you shall call the dust of the earth. Now get down there.
Amen.
Squeal like a stabbed pig. Okay, so the wisdom of God is hidden in your inner man. So you got to learn to let that wisdom come out of you. Remember, Jesus said, out of your bellies shall flow rivers, not river, rivers out of your belly. Wisdom, hope, faith, love, kindness, belief, all those will flow out of you if you let God develop them in you. Let's go forward. Father, please. Watch it. Are you ready? And Jesus said, this is Jesus talking, and he said, what comes out of the man, that's what defiles. What comes out of man is what defiles. Right? From within, out of the heart of man, proceed what? Evil thoughts, adultery. So what that says to me right there is all this is in your heart. And then you do it. Because most people, especially Christians, know this is wrong. But what the Bible is teaching us is that that's in your heart, then you do it. How? It's in their abundance. How does murder happen? It's in their heart. In abundance. So for us to be changed, God's got to change what's in our hidden man, our heart, our spirit man. He's got to change what's in there in abundance. Now, the first step is to be born again. And once you're born again, then you're starting with a new nature. And then you can have your mind renewed, and if you step by step in glory, you can begin to walk like Jesus walks. Amen. Amen. Let's go. Look at the things that are inside of man. And we see that in the earth today because man has become less and less controlled. Remember the big thing that came out 4 years ago? If it feels good, do it. And so a person that has abundance of murder in their heart, it feels good to murder. If that's an abundance in their heart. Or a person that commits adultery, it has to be in their heart of an abundance. See, the problem is you can't see what's in people's hearts. You can't see it. God does, but you can't unless the Holy Spirit reveals it to you. You don't see it. Amen? You can tell by the fruit of what's there. But so many times, if they know you're a Christian, they hide those things. Around you, them is cool. Mr. Cool, you know. Hey, that's good. That's nice. But when they're away from you, what's that the old saying? When the cat's away, the mice play. When you're out of the way, they play big, you know. Okay, so watch this. All these things come from within the Father man. So we were a sinner, right? And because that was our nature, that was our DNA, God would have to condemn us because that is what was coming out of us. But thank you, Jesus, oh Lord and Savior. He came and shed his life, shed his blood, and he paid for the sin. And when we confess him, God causes us to be born again. We're a new person, and this is not what's in the heart. It can still be in our mind because our mind has to be renewed. But God gave you a new heart. He made you new. You're a new person. You do have to study to show yourself approved and have your mind renewed. You have to be changed. You should. I got to think of the evangelist Jesse Duplantis. He said, he's talking about his brother. Bad news. He said, this lady, he's out mowing his yard, and the mower threw grass over on her lawn when he was mowing. And she walks up there and started complaining to him. Boom, knocked her out. And the husband came out and was getting after him. He boom, knocked him out, right? Boom, both of them out. And they call the police. The police come. He knocked the policeman out. He picked up the policeman, knocked out, put him in the police car, and drove the police car to the police station and turned himself in. Well, I'm saying, see, all that is in him. Even though his brother is preaching Jesus around the world. I mean, around the world, he's preaching Jesus. Yet the same brother from the same family is doing that. See what I'm talking about? That evil is in a person. So it don't matter if you're born in a poor family or a wealthy family. It's that nature is still there because of Adam's sin. Amen? But we have a choice. We can choose a Savior. We can choose a Lord. We can choose a new King, a new Healer, a new Deliverer. Amen? Honey, I'm supposed to stop, but let's go one more. Are you ready? This is good news. See, we brought out that sin was your master. Sin had lordship. You were in bondage to sin. No matter how disciplined you are, sin would come out. That was your nature. Amen? Sisters, going past this, we just have to mention it. Go to the next scripture. For by one man offense death reigned. See, when we were a sinner, death reigned over us. Sin was our master. Amen? We all believed that we were sinners. But look at this. To one man, much more. How? Come on, what? Say it, please. Much more.
Much more.
Much more. Those who receive the what? Abundance of grace and the what?
Gift.
The gift.
Gift.
Now, if somebody gives you a gift, did you earn it? If you earned it, it's wages. It's not a gift. If you earn it, but God gave you what? A gift. You didn't earn it. You didn't work for it. That's why some people, they're, I'm going to earn everything. Nobody gives me nothing. You're wrong, sweetie. God gave you a free gift. And you did not earn it. And you can never earn it. Amen? And the thing about it, you need a gift. will what?
Reign.
So God has given back to man through Jesus Christ, they can reign their life. Sin no longer has to reign over them.
Amen.
People say, I hear them say, I just can't help myself. Yes, you can. No, I can't. I just gotta have that cup of coffee. No, you don't. It's okay that you drink coffee. I'm not against coffee. I'm just saying that I have to have my cup of coffee to get up in the morning. I guarantee you don't need that coffee to get up in the morning. You just told yourself that. No, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to make people realize in life with so many things we think, oh, I can't do without food. You can. I'm saying, don't let your body rule you. And be that. There's more to life than letting your body rule you and control you. I'm not saying that some kind of stupid thing. God expects us to take care of the body because it's not yours anymore. It's Jesus' temple. Jesus moved in, and this became his temple, right? And we're supposed to take care of it for him. Come on, give me some salad.
Amen.
Okay. Somebody says, I dare you, Pastor, talk about who's ruling this body. It tells me what to do all the time. Yeah, so I don't want to talk. Never mind, let's go on. So we can reign in life through what? Through your great works. The nice guy that you are, nice girl you are. Because you're very wise. Only one person gave us the ability to reign in life. Right? One person gave us the ability to reign in life. And because we made him our master, now we become have the right to rule in life. Now, don't get mad at me. Reign where? Now, if I pass on to heaven, I'm not in this life, am I? So, this reigning is it why we're here? So, let me give you an example. No, Lord said not that one. What do you want me to do? He said not to give that one. If we have a situation in life that we cannot handle naturally with our own ability, right? How can we rule over that? Through who?
Jesus.
Now, the question is, let's say Liz and I started a company, and it come a multi-billion dollar company, right? And we're on the board because we own the company, and the one who's operating, the president, comes through this, he says, I don't know what to do. I got a big problem. So he tells us the problem, and we tell him how to fix it. So he goes back and to the employees. He says, John Luther said, do this, and everything will be right. Now, they say, that looks dumb. That's impossible. We can't do that. What's going to happen? They're going to fail. And that's what Christians do. We got a whole Bible full of things we should do, and we don't do them. And we don't do them, and we wonder why we don't reign in life. No, don't get mad at me, fuss at me. I didn't write that. God did. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation. The Bible does not preach a condemnation. It preaches liberty. But liberty is our choice. We have to choose it and do what God tells us to do to achieve that liberty. That makes sense? Can finish, please.
Praise the Lord.
I love
Praise
you.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The point is, we had no hope. We were sinners just by being born. And God loved us so much, He didn't leave us that way. He sent Jesus to die on the cross. He rose again, and He said, come, be part of my family. All you have to do is say, Jesus is my Lord. And that moves you into the family of God. What good is that? Well, when you die, you're going to go into the presence of God when you leave this body. That's a good thing. But like John was pointing out, you can reign in this life, in this earth. You can be a king. Now, I cannot be Zeta's king. I cannot be Philip's king. I can be my king. Amen? I don't mean above God, but I can tell me what to do. I can tell me what to believe. I can tell me what to think. And what I believe is that Jesus is Lord. And when I have a problem, I go to Him and say, help, help, Jesus, help. You're my Lord. And He says, oh, thanks for calling on me. Here's what's going to happen, and here's what you do, and I'll take care of this. Amen? Amen. So would you put your hand on the person near you, and if nobody's near you, just stretch your hand out to somebody and say this with me. Say, Father.
Father.
I believe.
That Jesus.
Died for me.
Rose again for me.
I receive him.
As my Lord.
And my Savior.
I'm part.
Of the family of God. And I receive all the blessings that come with being part of the family of God. I'm a child of God. That means healing is mine. Wisdom is mine. Prosperity is mine. So, Father, I'm open. I'm ready. I take what you've given me. I take it now. In Jesus' name, and Father, thank you. Amen. Amen. You're dismissed. Amen. Thank you, Father.